This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I personally feel that it's an action of distress, mainly because if I were to do something wrong, I'd appreciate it if my colleagues were to say something to me instead of ratting me out without my consent.
It's Caroline and Ezra on the Evening Edition, 6:19 p.m. Moving on to our next story. Folks, is this a conversation you've had before?
The time has come to make a choice, Mr. Anderson. Either you choose to be at your desk on time from this day forth, or you choose to find yourself another job.
Well, the Australian Taxation Office may be having many of them soon. And, of course, this is why, Caroline, because they've been told to anonymously report their colleagues if they're wasting time at work or spending too long at lunch.
Yeah, so they sent out a memo to 20,000 of their staff in December, urging them to be aware of workmates' behavior, you know, encouraging them to report things like inaccurate timesheets or even those who read the newspaper for too long. So this is the memo, right? It starts by saying, see something suspicious? You might have seen it before. Actually, it's a memo, so I'm reading it. Yeah. It's suspicious.
I mean, anyway, this is the best memo audiobook that I've ever heard, but go on.
Yeah, but it says, you might have seen it before. A colleague makes a habit of taking long lunches or regularly leaves early or spends the first hour at work eating breakfast and reading the paper or all of the above. So it urged staff to raise suspicious behavior with management or internal investigators.
I think what's great about this memo is that if it was sent right across offices around this country, everybody's like, yeah, that seems about right.
Every office in this country. So the Australian Services Union, of course, has weighed in saying, you know, this kind of surveillance at work isn't helpful. You're jealous because someone else is away from work and because you don't like it, you, and this is definitely Australian, you dub them in.
Yeah, and there's a question about whether this kind of surveillance at work is actually helpful. You know, it's a policy that might, you know, intrude on people's privacy, turn employees against each other. You know, it's going to create all of these elements as well.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. When I think about something like this, I think I'm guilty of prioritizing results, perhaps. You know, turn in good work in a timely fashion, you do the work that you're supposed to do, you know, on the job duties when you're supposed to. I mean, by all means, right? Leave early. I don't know. How do you feel?
I don't know.
It's a very guarded
Yes, it is. So let's move on to the phone line where we have Shankar Santharam from EQTD Consulting on the line. EQTD, of course, specializes in corporate training programs in areas such as high performance work culture. Shankar, always good to have you on the program. So tell us, what do you think about this, Shankar, about these kind of workplace surveillance? Do you think it would actually help to increase employers' productivity?
I think it's a very loaded thing to even think about. Perhaps we need to look at it from two perspectives. The first is that from an employer's perspective, to have some kind of surveillance, to have some kind of protection measures which are administered by colleagues on each other does provide an avenue for checking as a checking mechanism. So they might think it's a good idea. But as far as employees are concerned, what it does do is it creates a culture of fear. It creates a culture of suspicion all the time. So if I'm going to be 5 minutes late or 10 minutes late because I took a slightly longer lunch, am I now going to be totally worried when I come back that somebody is a snitch? And then I sit around and go, I'm not going to come to you and say that, did you complain about me? So what this does do is it creates a very suspicious and unsavory atmosphere in any organization. In fact, it's really ironic that it's the tax department in Australia that has come up with this, because a few years ago, and I've spoken about this quite extensively on BFM in the past in my shows, that in 2002, the University of Sydney, which is obviously an Australian university, at the behest of the Australian Chamber of Commerce, the Business Council, did a study on what makes an excellent workplace. And they developed 15 drivers after doing extensive research in some of the best companies, organizations in Australia. And number one, the first driver of what makes an excellent workplace is the quality of workplace relationship.
Yeah.
Now, I am absolutely certain that if this surveillance method is used, the quality of workplace relationships are going to deteriorate terribly. So, no, I think it's a terrible idea.
Well, I do think it would make for a really tense sort of terse workplace culture. So what do you think would work better to enhance productivity?
Well, I mean, from a monetary point of view, at the end of the day, every organization wants its team members to be productive. Now, the feeling sometimes is that, you know, you become productive if you work a lot or if you're there for X number of hours, so on and so forth. I don't think that's the modern management technique. Modern management technique states that you get empowered employees, you get people who feel vested in doing their jobs, that they are connected with what they do. So for that, you need to create an environment that is conducive within your organization. People must want to be there. So instead of actually telling people to snitch on each other, job on each other, and check each other out, perhaps what they should be doing is increasing their engagement and empowering their team to perform better. You will get far better monetary results. Mm. So, yeah, no, I still don't, I'm not convinced by it.
Right. So, Shankar, do you think there could be instances where some form of peer monitoring at the workplace is actually a good thing? So, for example, in the form of peer assessment?
There is various evaluation techniques that performance can be checked and benchmarked against. One of the techniques that many organizations use is kind of a 360-degree peer review, which means your performance is not only reviewed by your bosses, but they're also reviewed by your colleagues as well as your downliners. I think there is a place for this. Absolutely. I think that, you know, that puts us all on our toes because sometimes people are very nice when the boss is around and not very nice when the boss is not around. We do need to be able to do that. But against what standard? You know, I think that's most important. The fact that I come back from work 5 minutes late, or the fact that I might have just decided that I need a little bit longer today because I want to have an extra cup of coffee to prepare myself to go and hit an afternoon of work, I want to meet my KPI. And as long as I hit my key results areas and perhaps surpass my key results areas, then this type of review doesn't help me at all.
Yeah.
So I think, again, I'm not convinced.
All right, Shankar, thank you very much for that. That was Shankar Santharam, Principal Consultant of EQTD Consulting. He's not convinced by this approach of workplace surveillance. If you agree or disagree, call us at 03-771-09000. While we await your calls, here's Liam Lynch, United States of Whatever, on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.